Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The disaster set of Fatboy Slim at Woodstock 99. Fatboy Slim has described the terrifying moment a van drove into the crowd during his set at the now infamous Woodstock 99. The interview is part of a new documentary on Netflix, Trainwreck, Woodstock 99, which documents the shocking details of one of history's most disastrous festivals. Originally set to be a love-filled 30th anniversary of the 1969 original, Woodstock 99 instead is best known for its organizational negligence, violence, stories of widespread sexual assault and rape, vandalism and lawlessness. The festival, which took place from July 22 to 25, 1999, had failed to provide adequate water, food, toilets, or security for the estimated 400,000-strong crowd, fostering resentment from the masses towards organizers. The chaos came to a head on the festival's Saturday afternoon during Limp Bizkit's headline set. During a performance of Breakstuff, the crowd began to tear scaffolding and festival structures apart and turned on festival staff. Fatboy Slim, real name Norman Cook, had been scheduled to headline the Rave Hangar on Saturday evening, unaware of the festival's inability to control hundreds of thousands of unruly attendees headed his way. "I'd been closeted in my dressing room all afternoon with people just going, 'Oh, it's a bit chaotic out there,'" he recalls. "But no one had told me there'd been any damage, that there'd been any violence." In archive footage, he's seen stepping up the decks and opening with "Fucking in Heaven," getting just a few tracks into his set before it became clear that something was wrong. "I became aware of something that I thought was a kind of floating dance platform, like a podium, with about 20 to 30 people on it, which turned out to be a van. The vehicle, stolen by a gang, was plowing through the rave hangar crowd towards the stage. Then I got the tap on the shoulder, and it's like, 'We gotta stop the music. The van's gotta go,' and I said, 'not tonight. You know this is Woodstock.' It was all going so well. The crowd quickly turned on Cook, throwing bottles, rocks, and batteries toward the booth. That was literally the moment when everything started to look a bit less fun," he says. Trainwreck also speaks to Rave Hangar stage manager AJ Sribnik, who relives the moment he finally reached the van only to discover the driver's eyes glazed over. After opening the side door of the van, Sribnik found a rusty machete and a girl that looked maybe 15 or 16 years old who was undressed and unconscious, and a guy in the back with her who was putting his shorts back on. "I was floored," Sribnik says, realizing he had just witnessed a serious sexual assault. "It took the life out of me. That's just hideous to think that in the midst of all those people having fun and me wanting to make everybody love each other," Fatboy Slim says, that was going on literally under our noses. Cook describes how he quickly made an escape from the festival with his whole team rattled, choosing not to remain on site, leaving behind his records and equipment, and getting into a car and heading to a nearby airport, where he slept until his flight the next day. "The adrenaline was going out of my ears. I did exactly as I was told and I ran." This is Trip Records Podcast, all about the world of clubbing. If you are interested in Trip Records sets is still active, you will always find the link in the description. See you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.